From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Eye of the Wolf by Margaret Cole. Now let's begin with Eye of the Wolf. The Indian thought of the wolf as an animal who moved like liquid across the plains, silent, without effort, but with purpose. He was alert to the smallest changes in his world. He could see very far, two looks away. From Of Wolves and Men by Barry Lopez. We reached the old wolf in time to watch a fierce green fire dying in her eyes. I realized then, and have known ever since, that there was something new to me in those eyes, something known only to her and to the mountain. A Sand County Almanac by Aldo Leopold. The place where crying begins. The thi-aya. The thi-aya. When I see the thi-aya, I begin to lament. Arapaho Song. Chapter 1. The call had come at precisely 2 minutes after 9 this morning. Everything about it marked with urgency, even the way the black plastic phone seemed to shudder with each ring. Father John Aloysius O'Malley, the Jesuit pastor of St. Francis Mission on the Wind River Reservation, could still feel the knot of dread that it tightened in his chest as his hand shot across the desk for the receiver. There were so many emergency calls. Father, there's been an accident. Father, could you get over to the hospital? Father, we need help. That he developed a sixth sense, like an invisible antenna capable of detecting the type of call even before he'd picked up the phone. Father John, he'd said. The usual greeting, but he'd hurried it, he remembered, anxious to hear what had happened. And on the other end, the calm, deliberate voice of Nathan Owens, the Episcopal priest at St. Aidan's Mission in Ethity. "I think we've got something for you, John," he'd said.